This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Bronze Electric Motors, Struckham Pest Control, and Wendy's.
Afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Our online feed is down. I was trying to wait for it to come back up, but we've been unsuccessful in trying to bring it back up so far. But hopefully that will return shortly. Meantime, we are on cable channel 969 and Flow channel 612, so you can check us out like that as well, or on regular terrestrial radio. But the app doesn't seem, the signal on the app doesn't seem to be functioning at the moment. All right. So today we're going to talk about a couple of things. We have some developments in with FTX. Oh, this says the app is up. Okay, so the app is up, but the website's not. All right. Oh, it just came on. Okay. So we're back now. Or do you not know? No? They told me the app's up. And they said it's back up. I'm listening to you now on TuneIn. Don't listen to us on TuneIn, greedy corporate hogs. That is TuneIn. Download the app. It's free. Guardian Radio. So the website's working. Then what's going on? What was the problem? What are you telling me wasn't on? I guess it just came back up. We were waiting for it. Don't listen to us on TuneIn, right? These are foreigners who are trying to suck up our heat. Download the Guardian Radio app, Guardian Talk Radio app. It's free. You can listen to us always, not TuneIn. We don't like them. All right, so everything's working. Everyone's up. Great. Perfect. Fantastic. All right, let's do it. Today, it was the Industrial Tribunal or something such opening week, and we had the Prime Minister. We got him at the event, and we asked him, well, let me just let you play this very quick clip, because I want to talk about this aspect. We're going to get into some of the developments that are happening, too. Travis wrote really interesting, some interesting stories. All right. But I want to first talk about this whole aspect of FTX and money and all this, and Pintar talking about it, and now we have politicians talking about it. We want to kind of make sense of this, because I'm having a hard time understanding what all this clout chasing is about. Okay, so let me just play for you the clip of the Prime Minister. I'll just play it from my phone. And this is us asking the Prime Minister outside this event. Also, I listened to some of Aaron Green's show today. And she's on my page with the whole driving thing. We're going to explore the psychology of our society and break it down through driving one day if we have time. But she was spot on. You should go listen to that show. Many of you are sociopaths, and the driving is the tell. Okay, listen to this.
Prime Minister, can you indicate whether the PLP took any camping?
What happened? No? Okay. Now it's not working. Oh, God.
Prime Minister, can you indicate whether the PLP took any campaign financing from FDX?
Not to my knowledge.
Do you know if anybody in the party took money from FDX?
No, I don't.
Aye. Yeah, so I'll help him. Yes, people in the PLP took money from FTX. Yes, people who are FNMs took money from FTX. So you can, he don't got to go search and find out. The answer is yes. Yes, members of the PLP worked for FTX, took money from FTX. And here's the thrust of it. Here's what I want to know. So what? Right? So what? Now because FTX is verboten, now we're deeply invested into if FTX gave the PLP money or the FNM money. Members of the FNM certainly got money from FTX. Members of the PLP certainly got money from FTX. And that's not a crime. That's not anything unethical, because we don't have campaign and political funding laws, campaign finance and political funding laws in our country. So all I see, and don't take it the wrong way, Michael Pintard, all I see you doing is performing for the cameras, okay? Because the FNM was in power a year ago. And how many campaign finance and political party funding laws did the FNM pass? Let me think. Let's see here. Let me check. Zero, right? Zero. The PLP was in power before that. How many campaign finance and political funding laws did the PLP pass? None. That's right, none. None of you want transparency in political party funding or campaign finance. None of you. Any call for it from any of you is simply looking for attention. Period. Who knows where you guys get money from? Who knows what foreign interests have influence with our government and our opposition? Michael Pintard's post is constitutional. Who funded your leadership campaign? So that we may know who has influence over you or who does not. Since we talking, since we asking about FTX, let's ask about everybody, right? Who funded the PLP's last campaign? Are you aware if it was a local person or a foreign? You don't even know, do you? The MBS, right? The Saudi prince could have funded our campaign. We don't know. Hezbollah could have funded the last general election campaign for both parties. We have no idea. None. And when I see you guys come like, oh, who took money? Who? Come on, man. Where do y'all get money from? Is my question. The Bahamas is not a place where we believe there should be transparency in political party funding because y'all don't want nobody to know where you get it. And I'd be very interested if y'all start volunteering the list of donors since we now are calling for transparency in political campaigns, and who funded who. So last I checked, 2 weeks ago, FTX was a perfectly legitimate company, the darling of the crypto world, was spending millions and millions and millions of dollars, and nobody had no problem taking nothing from FTX. Nobody. When FTX was buying up real estate, ain't nobody had no problem taking the money. When FTX was leasing space, nobody had no problem taking the money. When FTX was ordering thousands of dollars worth of food for its employee, ain't nobody had no problem with it. When FTX was buying up cars, ain't nobody had no problem with it. Everybody took the money. Now we must go with a fine-tooth comb and see who all got money from FTX. Now, am I saying I don't wish to know who got money from FTX and if the government got money from FTX, XYZ? Certainly, I would like to know. I would like that sort of transparency. But I just don't take seriously politicians standing up and cherry-picking who they want to reveal who gave who money. Right? FTX was a perfectly legitimate company a couple of weeks ago. There was nothing sinister about being seen with FTX. You could question if FTX had a stronger relationship with one party and its members rather than the other party, which would only have, which would, if you're a businessman, is only going to make sense because you're talking to the people who are in government and who are moving and shaking with the government, so you probably would be closer to them. But for me to sit here and act like I'm being honest and altruistic by singling out, did Brave Davis get money from FTX? Did the PLP get money from FTX? He says, not to his knowledge. You don't know. You don't know. FTX money was good a couple of weeks ago. Now we got to go and ruffle through it and see what happened. Is it, you know what I mean? Like Bankman-Fried clearly was not dealing transparently with his customers and their money, but this call for like, let's, who gave FTX money? And when was FTX, and Michael Pintar's asking when FTX came to the Bahamas. Like, the problem with this, and this is a weakness that Pintar had, he asked too many open questions when he should go find the information and make statements. Now, with BPL, he did well. But you're saying, when did they set up? They set up when you were in office. What do you mean? When did they set up? That's, you could check the registrar for that. Right? You could, you, now, when were they given a license for under DARE? That's a question I'd like the answer to. And we have some sort of information on that internally. I'm not going to speak on that yet. But we understand it was in September of 2021. But in terms of, who's this on the phone? Is this Michael Pintard? No, I don't want to talk. I'll be real with you. Like, yeah, let's not do that. Maybe later. Here's why, and I'm not trying to diss y'all. I listen intermittently to Guardian Radio from 7 o'clock in the morning, and I hear people calling every show over and over, and it's not good radio. Right, just because the show host change and you come and you have the same kind of commentary, it's just not good radio, and that's going to hurt some people's feelings. But I'm going to be 47 next year, and I can't dance around grown folks' delicate sensibilities. So okay. Here's what I'm going to do. This is why I love the Bahamas. So I'm going to do this maybe in my 60s. So I'm going to form a political party. And I want you to know, I have no intention of ever forming the government. Okay? I have no intention of ever forming the government, of ever winning a seat. None, right? But I'm going to start my political party, and I'm going to use the current structure of political donations and how that works as my retirement fund. And last I checked, that's perfectly legal. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to form my political party. I'm going to be leader for life, according to the Constitution, or until I decide I no longer wish to be leader. I'm going to go open up a bank account. I'm going to tell them it's for a political party. I'm going to become a politically exposed person. Not a problem. Not doing anything untoward. And in our party's Constitution, I'm leader for life. Party's Constitution says you have to buy the leader a house, right? Something palatial. We're not talking... nothing less than, let's say, Ocean View, right? You got to buy the leader a house. You got to give the leader a salary. We're talking six figures. Low six figures, right? We're talking six figures. You got to buy the leader a car. You got to pay for the leader's insurance, and you got to set up a pension for the leader. I'm leader for life. I don't plan on forming the government ever, but I'm going to go through the motions, right? And so you guys are going to give me money, and strange foreign people who I'm not sure what their source of income is, they're going to give me money. I'm going to hold it all in a local bank, and nobody's going to be able to stop me. That's the current level of transparency and structure we have for political donations in this country. I can form a political party, take money from anyone. Cash, check, wire transfer. Set up the structure at a local bank. Tell the local bank the volume of donations I plan on getting. I'm talking maybe $1 million a year, if that'll do. And then I'm going to go court people and tell them I need funding for my political campaign, which never, I'm not going to tell them this. Maybe they'll check the tape and they'll know by that time. But I'm not trying to form the government. That's too much work, right? I'm not interested in like hearing everybody's problems and trying to fix them. I just want to talk, right? So that's basically the structure of political donating we have in this country today. And that I'm going to take advantage of it. So when you stand up and get up and, who did FTS give money to? Are you serious? I mean, I want to know too, just for no one's sake, right? But I'm the journalist, right? I want to know too. But in terms of y'all for real now, now we care about who gives the political parties money? Because I have no earthly idea where y'all get money from. I have some very good leads, let's say that. But y'all are acting like people within the party are just cutting y'all $100 check. Be serious. The millions of dollars y'all spend, where y'all getting this money from? Now we care? Now we want to talk about it? Because it makes for good TV? Because I don't know where I don't know who's funding any of you guys now at all. And there's nothing, to my knowledge, that's illegal or unethical about getting a donation from FTX. They certainly did it in the States. So that's what Lincoln doing. I don't know what Lincoln doing. I know what I'm going to do, right? I'm a foreign political party. I'm not going to say this. It's going to probably be about 15 years when I do it, and y'all won't remember this. I have no intention of winning the government. I really don't care if I win any seats. I just want to fundraise. So I'm going to register my political party with the Parliamentary Registration Department. I am going to, how does it work again? Do I need to incorporate it? And then I'm going to open my bank account, tell them the volume of money I expect to be flowing through my bank account. And I'm going to openly court business people, foreign investors, other randos, to give me money and set myself up. There's no structure to money in politics in this country. It's a no man's land and a free for all. And kind of we're just pretending that everybody's following the honor system. So I don't know. You could miss me with all that. I don't take it seriously. I do want to know who all had relationships with FTX. I do. But when you sat in an administration that had all the power in the world to bring some sort of light to this darkness that is money and politics in this country and did nothing, not only did nothing, didn't even call for it. It seems like you're just performing to me. All right? As a journalist, I don't like it. As a future politician who's going to start a political party with no ambition of actually forming the government just to fundraise and like put on a show. I like it. Just keep it right there, right where it is. It's gonna be fantastic. All right, we gotta take a break. We'll be back. We got Devco for a while in the second hour, but we'll be right back.
Another wave is coming, but this time it's a tropical heat wave. Marco's Pizza is bringing you two new wing flavors, guaranteed to spice up your summer. Just wing it and indulge in our Jamaican jerk and mango habanero flavors. 10 pieces boneless wings for only $13.75 and bone in for only $16.15. We are bringing you the heat all summer long. Try our new Jamaican jerk or mango habanero wings today. Make every day a wing day. Marco's Pizza, every store, every day, the Italian way.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on 242-356-0249.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
If you were exposed to COVID-19, have symptoms, or traveled recently, get tested so that you can have peace of mind about your status. Just visit one of our convenient locations on New Providence at the University of the Bahamas or Golden Gates Plaza, weekdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Eleuthera, at the Three Island Dock, Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Exuma, at the Regatta Park, weekdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Abaco, at Maxwell Food Store, Mondays through Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The COVID-19 test results will be ready in 15 minutes, and the tests are free.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket or double your chances with a King combo or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
K
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Now, I see a texter here. It's calling me a simpleton and angry texting. I tell you what, I am whatever you say I am. No doubt, I'm a simpleton. But I'm also extremely petty. So what I've done is I've blocked your number on the Guardian Radio text line. So all the texting you're doing, nobody's going to see it, right? It's going to go nowhere. Here's what you do. When Dwight returns, so you can't text the Guardian Radio text line anymore, okay? Because I am a simpleton, but I'm also super petty. So when Dwight returns, go to Dwight, call Dwight, right? And tell Dwight, Dwight, I anger easily and spout off over text messages, insulting, belittling things about your hosts because I don't have social graces when it comes to communicating on the phone. I've angered one of your hosts and have been blocked, and I would like you to remove me from your blocked list, and I promise to do better. So prep your talk for Dwight and see if he'll take you off the block list. He's not going to know who you are. You're going to have to give him your number. He's going to have to search it and unblock your number. But you're blocked for now. So you send those texts to, like, your friend or something like that and tell him you're angry at me for the words that are coming out of my mouth and that I blocked you and you can no longer communicate on this platform. Okay? So... That I am simple. I'm a simple man. I never said I wasn't, but I'm also a petty one, right? I'm also a petty one. Okay. Let's do this. Let's look at what Travis has said. This FTX thing just keeps on getting wilder and wilder. Oh, let me actually do your text messages. I don't want to talk, unless that's Pintard. Is that Michael Pintard? He could explain it to me. Or Brave Davis, perhaps? I'm more than happy to talk to them. That'd be great. Otherwise, let's not write down. This says, the financial secretary also gave this not to my knowledge response when asked if the government accepted money from FTX. If you don't know definitively whether we invest in FTX, who should we ask? The janitor? Why is it important? Because I'm tired of their non-truths. Also, I agree with you on Pintard. He's jumping around looking for a scandal as opposed to deciphering which hills to conquer. As to funding, I'm sure it's the Al-Aqsa Brigade. I've been downtown. Oh, man. Yeah, now I'd like to know, if you're saying if the government has any investment in FTX, did they invest in crypto or da-da-da-da-da, was FTX holding any funds for the government? That's quite a legitimate question. And if he says not to his knowledge, I do agree with you. Who would know if not him? This says the donations from FTX, political or otherwise, excuse me, could potentially represent proceeds of crime. I see. Proceeds of crime from a legally licensed business? They were a legitimate business, yes? 1 million people used their business just a couple of weeks ago. It now fell apart. But I don't see how that would be proceeds from crime. Maybe I'm not thinking about it correctly. It says, hey, bro, I hope this doesn't end up being a headline that FTX paid the Bahamas government. Well, what's going to happen is people don't understand the way our system works. Here's the thing, right? And I love the United States. You know, all the money and the music and the beautiful women. It's all great. It's all fantastic, right? The food. But the fact of the matter is, when you are an American, let me say it like this. If you are not an American, you are still aware of America and have some semblance, if you of how it works and what, or at least what's going on in America, right? If you're anywhere in the world, English speaking or not, you're aware of the United States of America, its influences worldwide. But if you're American, because you're so your country is so influential and so powerful, you tend to not be aware of how other countries work unless you actually take the time to investigate it. So do Americans know that there's the Bahamas? Yes. Okay? Most Americans would know there's the Bahamas. It's a island. It's an island nation. They don't know how many islands or whatever like that. They're not aware of how this stuff works. So American journalists, American news commentators and everything like that, they're talking about how their system works, and they frame how the rest of the world operates based on their knowledge of their system. So a lot of what you see in the reporting, or a fair amount of what you see in the reporting, doesn't really reflect knowledge about how our system works. So if you're talking to the average person who's got their money trapped on FTX, and they're hearing that the Bahamas Supreme Court is overseeing the winding up, the liquidation of FTX, they think the court itself is holding FTX's assets. Like, and so when they're looking at this thing, they go, oh, well, the court's doing this, and the court's doing that, and the court's doing that, when really it's the provisional liquidator is making the moves in tandem with the Securities Commission of the Bahamas. Now, we have a problem with the Securities Commission of the Bahamas in that Brian Sims works at the same law firm as Michael Patton. And Michael Patton is on the board, last I checked, of the Securities Commission of the Bahamas. So that seems to represent a conflict. And I'm going to do a little more digging into that one. But on the face of it, that seems like a conflict. This says, if the FNM administration was in this compromise, you wouldn't hear the end of it from the PLP. They'd be all over the globe trying to pull this country down. God don't sleep. The PLP bombarded Bahamians at their most vulnerable time, deflect from issues and preach hatred. Hatred. Says, do you think Alfred Sears should resign from misleading Parliament? I don't necessarily think he should resign. I think he should just say that. I don't know what he could say, because I knew what was the deal from before. I don't know why he just didn't say from jump, hey, we didn't do the thing because of X, Y, Z, and then we didn't think it was time, da, 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 da. You got everyone trying to dip and dodge on this BPL. You got to take your licks, man. This is your all issue. So this thing is, one, FTX is a unique situation, and they literally swung the whole world. The 130 companies that have filed for bankruptcy are located throughout all four corners of the world. My issue is, what are we putting in place immediately to ensure that the companies remaining in the Bahamas are solvent? It's been a week and a half. Have we asked the remaining companies to open up their books for a forensic audit by our Securities Commission? This needs to be taking place immediately. We cannot have another issue like this. It happens within our borders, but all I hear is silence. Yeah, I agree. Very much so. That you got swung. Right, and a lot of people got swung. And also, what I said about the Americans, and they're sitting there commentating in America, like, we got our stuff's Trump tight. Y'all have overseen some of the largest financial collapses in history in your very regulated systems. So, you know, let's not act like stuff doesn't blow up under y'all. Does that taxer understand what liquidation is? It means the books are being opened. Yeah, it does mean the books are being opened. Yeah. And so I suppose what they would be saying is that we are now looking at it, and we are trying to determine exactly what has happened here. Now, if John J. Ray, who oversaw Enron, bankruptcy, if he says this is the messiest thing he's ever seen in his life, right, then it's a problem. It's going to take a while to unravel. I would like better communication from the Securities Commission of the Bahamas, but you know, I'd like a lot of things. Says one, you are far from simple. That person is a J.A. Keep up the great work. That's fine. We don't have to resort to calling each other names. You are blocked, though. Prep your mea culpa for Dwight. I'm not unblocking you. You gotta take it easy with these phone. What you type in, you type in, you type in, you type. That's how y'all get in problems in y'all relationships. You just type anything without any regard for as coming across. You know what I'm saying? You can have a disagreement with somebody, but you're not gonna call me names and I'm gonna go, well, let me examine while you're calling. You're just blocked, dude. That's it. You won't be texting anymore. Well, you will be, just nobody will ever see it. If a tree falls in the woods and no one is around, does it? All right, we gotta go to the news break. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. Good to have you with us. In a few minutes, we'll be speaking with the Grand Bahama Development Company for a segment. But until then, let's go back to your text messages. I'll also say this. At the end of the day, I understand the political dynamics at play, but I do feel as though when your country is under threat, you don't go run to the international media, because you had to know that international media would be at the office of the prime minister. There's Fortune is down here. There's a couple other people down here. You had to know that they would be there, and that they have, of course, international media have written stories about Pintard's press conference or whatever that was. When the reputation of the country is under threat, I do think you tread carefully, more carefully than usual. Now, does that mean don't criticize your political opponents? No, of course not. I mean, you know, we're not living in fantasy land here, right? But the reputation of our country is important. And though you want to look like you're on top of things, I think this... this tactic and these particular calls for transparency with FTX, I don't think it's the right tactic. Okay, let me see this. This says, this person says they've, because no matter who you are, you're not that far removed from our financial services industry. You're just not, right? You know someone who works in it, no matter if you're well-resourced or not. Excellent. All right, we got Devco in the house. Great to see you. Master Pratt,
it's see you again.
This is when last time did we sit? Was it before the pandemic?
Yeah, definitely before Hurricane
Before, before Dorian?
Yeah, man. I was here. I was here 2018.
We're on air now, so you're live on air. You know that, right? You could talk. Just talking to the mic.
Okay, yeah. You know, I was here. It's 2018.
No, it couldn't have been that long. Anyway, yeah. Feels like yesterday. All right, so we got Charles Pratt with the Grand Bahama Development Company is here with us, mm-hmm. and we're going to be talking about what Grand Bahama Development Company is offering now for the public. So last time you were here, I was looking at some investment in Grand Bahama. Pandemic hit, kind of that put kind of the brakes on it, but right. Pandemic's over now. I think a lot of us, let me not say a lot, I think some of us learned our lesson with the pandemic about saving, about investing, about the need to have more than one income stream and more than one investment that we could, you know, do ourselves a favor with.
Right, right.
And I think that now's a good time for people to start looking at that sort of investing and looking at, you know, diversifying your asset portfolio.
Yeah, and generating income streams.
Absolutely.
Going forward, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, Gwan, first of all, thank you for having me, and I say thank you to your listening audience. I'm here today to talk about the Grand Bahama Development Company and to remind, because I was here before, to remind your listening audience that Grand Bahama Freeport specifically is open for business, and there are opportunities to invest, right, for you, for your children, and for your children's children. And we all know that one of the safe investments you can make is investing in land. Right. So the Grand Bahama Development Company, our mission is to cause land development on the island of Grand Bahama through successful partnerships, producing sustained economic growth and dynamic communities for successive generations, one subdivision at a time. And we have our acronym DEFCO, which stands for developing and expanding your vision by creating ownership. I said that I'll start all of my chit-chats with one of the proverbs, written by one of the wisest men in the world, or the wisest person in the world, that says, without vision, the people perish. And so we're here to help and to encourage you to develop your vision. And the way we do that is through providing the opportunities that exist in Grand Bahama through the Grand Bahama Development Company for you to own property of any type, of any zoning, single family, duplex, multifamily, even commercial. We have established relationships with stakeholders involved in the industry, like lenders, attorneys, appraisers, where it's almost like a one-stop shop when you come to us. And we can guide you through that process of acquiring land in Grand Bahama and hopefully get you on the path to eventually developing that vacant land into your home, which would be the ideal situation, or into an income-producing property, whether it's duplex, multifamily, or even into a single family, into an Airbnb, right? Because we do have individuals from all over the world who come to the Bahamas and would want to vacation in paradise.
Right.
And while Nassau is paradise, we say Grand Bahama Freeport is the paradise of paradises.
Now, I saw that, and I think it's it looks to me like a time to explore your investment if you can, because I saw they got at least two new resorts are coming to Grand Bahama.
Major resorts. Glad you mentioned it.
They got Six Senses.
The Six Senses Spa. That is a collaboration between Weller Development Group, a major international developer whose strength is developing coastline properties, and they're collaborating with agencies or associations that are all about coastline regeneration, coral reef regeneration. So they're all about sustainable economic growth and projects that have low impact but great value to an environment, especially small island countries like ourselves, small island states like ourselves. So we're excited for this. They are scheduled based on their press release to be open by 2026. And they are doing this initial development, on a 36 beachfront site in Discovery Bay area. I know that sounds strange for some people, but If you're familiar with any land reference in Grand Bahama, Freeport, then if you're familiar with Banana Bay Restaurant, that's a Discovery Bay area where Gardens of the Grove, all of that is right on the periphery of the Discovery Bay area. Mm-hmm. This is on the canal. There's on the beachfront. And they have plans to do more than just the 36 acres, and they'll speak to that in due course. But Grand Bahama is on the move. Of course, you know about Carnival. Mm-hmm. They did their groundbreaking May of this year. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're eyeing an opening. Is it 2024. And that's a 300-acre plus development greater port for these mega ships that will be coming in multiple times a week. And the ship's capacity will have like 5,000 passengers. So you can imagine that throughput in terms of heads coming here to Grand Bahama on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I heard there's some major farming operations that are looking at setting up shop on Grand Bahama too. So the real estate's likely to, you know, appreciate. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. So you got some interesting payment terms here. So you say you offer payment arrangements to meet every budget.
Mm-hmm.
Our terms and conditions are tailored to meet the needs of every prospective buyer.
Right.
So a payment of 50% or more yields a 20% price adjustment.
Right.
Payment of 30% or more yields a 15% price adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
So a payment of 20% or more yields a 10% price adjustment. Okay, so
great.
Essentially your basics are 10% down payment, in-house financing.
Yeah, the minimum you pay is 10%.
Right.
You could move right into an interim payment arrangement and benefit from, you know, relaxed payments over a term that if you're choosing it up to a maximum of 10 years. But let me just offer this, that we prefer that you come and pay us out and get the maximum price adjustment that we can give.
Right.
And you can do that from your first personal resources, or you go to a lender, which we hope would broker an arrangement with you, who would probably offer you a better interest rate than we do. We offer 8%. But we do it because we know that Bahamians, for whatever reason, are kind of resistant walking into a buying container, this, that, and what have you. Maybe because of the prerequisites that the banks usually require.
They don't want their feelings hurt.
Right. So we don't hurt anybody's feelings.
From these banks.
But yeah, but we also want to be responsible and mindful that
they don't rate us at all.
Yeah, we
it says, so you're saying if I bring 50%, if the property's like $25,000 and I bring $12,500, you're going to discount the rest of it.
Yeah. So, discount is a strong word.
We don't use that word? Sorry.
We use price adjustment.
Price adjustment.
Price adjustment.
Right, yeah.
So, but yeah, if you bring, based on the tier that we have there, if you bring those types of deposits and or pay off, then yeah, you can realize the benefit of a price adjustment on your purchase.
Yeah, that's solid, 20%, yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so.
That'll be great, man, if you can do that. We also want to mention that we have our maintenance company, which is Lucayan Service Company, or LUSCO, who is responsible for monitoring contracts that cause the maintenance of the areas which your property is located.
Mm-hmm.
So the verges, cutting up the verges, repair of roads, street signs are up, and that sort of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, all of this maintenance lend to property appreciation, right? As we all know, the Grand Bahama, the port area, which is 230 square mile, is a well-planned city.
Yes.
And as I would have indicated on this show before and other shows, that, you know, you can't come to Grand Bahama and in areas find a home next to a gas station, next to a mechanic shop, next to a liquor store. No. We have a plan where commercial goes where commercial should be, residential go where residential should be. So one doesn't have to wake up in the morning and say, why is this mechanic knocking on this engine at 5 o'clock in the morning? No.
Right.
What you may hear is someone singing from their piano in their house, having worship or something like that. But you won't hear
morning devotions.
Yeah, you won't hear any business going on in your house.
So no,
you
will enjoy. Like about Grand Bahama.
You will enjoy the community.
So we got you're offering 2,000 fully serviced lots in 47 subdivisions in Lucaya.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Property priced in line with disposable income levels, i.e., affordable. This I like. Prices start as low as $25,000 for a third of an acre of land.
Right. Yeah.
You're never going to get land at that price. You won't get a comfortable sized car for that price in Nassau.
Right. For a third of an acre in Nassau, depending on where you are, right, you're probably looking at what, three digits, $100,000.
Easily $100,000, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So in this in Grand Bahama, because we have abundance of land, you can get a quarter of an acre just about on average for an average of $25,000, depending on the area of in the zoning. So we have from that price range up to whatever your disposable income allows you to get.
Yeah.
Because we have properties on the canal, obviously, which will run a little higher in pricing. And then, of course, depending on the zoning, all right? Mm-hmm. So, but we have that available. And let me just talk a little bit about commercial properties. We do have commercial properties as well.
Excellent.
In the coming months, you will be hearing of transformative commercial investments that are taking off in Grand Bahama. And I mean, really, literally, probably for the end of the year, right? And it just gives you an indication of the investor confidence that has been renewed in Grand Bahama post-Dorian, post the pandemic, or during even, you know, while we say the pandemic is finished, but COVID is still here. So we act accordingly, right? But even during this time, you know, we're seeing renewed interest from investors in Grand Bahama.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look at it again because I don't know how often you come here, but I want to leave here because nobody can drive properly.
Listen, I am driving with my wife in the car.
And the phone etiquette leaves much to be desired.
Yeah, a group of us came over for the Bahamas Half yesterday. And I was driving one of my colleagues, and I've taken it through the back road. I said, "This is my stomping ground. I grew up here. You know, I drafted the Grand Bahama. Really, I'm a Nassauvian,
but
I drafted the Grand Bahama when I was about 12 or so, and that sort of thing. But you never forget where you came from. And I say, "Man, I can take you all through the track roads, the back with corners, how to get here." I just say, "These people drive so aggressively." I say, "You're quite right. You know, you really need to say, if you want to come on the corner, you bring put your hood out." And then they slow down, then you go, and you beep, beep.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, right?
It's an adventure.
But no, in Grand Bahama, you know, because of our planning system, how it's physically planned, you know, we say we are 5 miles or 5 minutes away from anywhere. So you could wake up 8:45, do your quick cowboy, and get to work for 9 o'clock, right? Mm-hmm. Can't try that in Nassau. You know, you need to be in the road 45 minutes before you can do work.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
praise God every time you arrive safely at your destination. This says, does Grand Bahama Development Company have any multifamily high-rise properties available? Oh,
of course. And thank you for that question, listener. Let me direct you right now to our website, www.gbdevco.com. So that's www.gbdevco.com. And you can go there and go to our homepage, and we have several tabs up top. It has one about properties. You click on that, and it gives you a drop-down menu. And in that drop-down menu, you can actually go right to your budget. If you have a price amount that you want to pay, you plug that figure in. If you have a zoning you're looking for, type of property like you just mentioned, multifamily, single family, plug that in. And immediately pops up for you all of those properties that fall within that specific category that you're looking for. Mm. So it's that easy. It's very user-friendly. You can reach us, of course, if the website is too cumbersome for you, can reach us at 350-9096. That is Defco Sales. And also with the Lusco Company, Lucaya Service Company. And really, this is for those of you who are already purchasers or investors in Freeport, and you have any concerns about your property, service charge. And also, if you have not left with us your email address, get it to us, because you're missing a lot of initiatives offered by Lusco. We have giveaways like once a quarter and all kind of interesting programs. So you want to be a part and be in the know. So please provide us with your email address so that we can reach out to you as convenient as possible. And that's www.lusco.org or support@lusco.org or 350-9016. That's the numbers for Lusco itself. Yeah, so we have interesting stuff. I mean, Grand Bahama is still there. Development's come still there. We look forward to all who want to invest in Freeport. We encourage you to do so. Call us, come and see us, and we'll make sure that we give you the land solution you're looking for.
Excellent. Now, you do have to... What I like about Grand Bahama Development Company is that they have the title, so it's unencumbered.
Yes.
What I noticed when I looked at it is that you do have to own the property before you build on the property.
Right. Simply, if indeed, especially if you're doing the term payment arrangement with us, it just makes sense. Why would you want to invest in a property that you own the title to? Mm-hmm. That makes no sense, right? And then you're not able to, for whatever reason, keep it. So now you would have had what you paid us in terms of the term payment arrangement, yeah. plus what you put in terms of
you'd lose your everything vertical, on the property. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
so we are mindful of that, and we help you manage your income yep. by saying, listen, pay us outright, get title, and go from there. And then there's other ways you can do it. You know, maybe you say, okay, I don't want to go to a lender now, but I'll be prepared to go to a lender probably 2-3 years in a paying DEFCO where I have equity in the property,
right.
and then I can go in there, and we help you with that as well. And transfer that equity to any loan that you're doing with the bank, you see? And banks look favorably upon those type of situations.
All right, someone's asking if you have any beachfront property.
Oh, yes, we do.
For under $20,000.
Oh, no. Okay. I answered too quickly. Sorry. Most of the beachfront property that we have, well, I can say right now, all the beachfront property we have is usually tourist commercial or commercial related.
Mm, okay.
So not really, not so much residential. Now, what you do have, though, is beach view mm-hmm. or close proximity to beach property for residential area. So it's more remote mm-hmm. interior, but mm-hmm. it's really literally like a 10-minute walk,
right.
less than a 3-minute drive to the beach from where we're talking about in terms of property. Now, these areas are mostly out in the east. We spoke about Carnival
mm-hmm.
in that general area. DEFCO next year will be undergoing its third master replanning mm-hmm. of what we call that area, Southeast Lucaya, where all of these developments are happening, to make sure we have the property under optimum use for what should come, given what Carnival is doing mm-hmm. and other investments happening in the area. And part of that will be establishing and creating communities, residential properties where you can buy land to live, obviously, and develop for your primary residence, of course.
Excellent.
So, yeah, I mean, we're on an island. I mean, beach, have a beachfront property. I mean, I appreciate the boldness and the courage.
You know,
given right. where we're going into the Northern Shore and all these people, you know.
Nothing beats a fail, but a try.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to gbdevco.com.
Yeah, www.gbdevco.com. That's our website. Yep.
All right. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And you can also contact them at 350-9096.
Yes.
Or 350-9000.
Yeah, that's the Port Authority that gets you into DEFCO. And then, of course, like for LUSCO, it's 350-9016.
Right.
9016, right?
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Charles Pratt.
Yes.
Coming through. Good to see you again.
Well, thank you. See you again, too, man. Come on. And come back, man. We want you there.
Yeah, no, I'm coming. Yeah.
Okay. Anything, you have my number. Call me.
Trust me. I'm coming. Yeah.
All right. Good to see you, man. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
All right, bye. Good to see you.
Coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
5-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Of adding a little color to your house? Well, what are you waiting for? There's no better time to give your house a facelift than during the Colors Free promotion at CBS Bahamas. When you purchase Pratt and Lambert paint from CBS, color is absolutely free. You heard it right. You don't get charged for mixing colors. Now you can paint the outside, the inside, and all the accent walls a different color and save big all at the same time. Who knows? You can use that extra cash to watch a movie, get some food, or even grab a coffee. Visit CBS Bahamas today in the Southwest Plaza, where color is free.
Okay.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
The secret is out. Thursdays have gone TCL at Alive. Thursday, November 17th and November 24th, you can save big on select TCL devices. Shop early for the holidays and get the best deals on devices starting as low as $19. Alive has doorbuster specials, TCL savings, and more. So stop, drop, and run to your nearest Alive location closest to you. We are Alive. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. Good to have you with us. Okay. Says, is there any service charge on properties and does it increase? I don't know about the increase part, but there is a service charge. It's called LUSCO, and they, like, maintain the property. You know, like, how you could do whatever the hell you want around here? Well, you're not supposed to, but you do. Like, how nobody keeps their property cleared, and people build whatever they want on their property. And like you said, you can have a mechanic shop operating out of your house, XYZ. You can't do that. And know how nobody's checking like that? Like hardly nobody's checking? Like here? They don't do that over there. All right? So they keep the properties maintained. They keep the properties cleared for the most part. And they keep the streets well maintained as well, the street lights, etc. It's very, very nice and tidy. But there is a service charge, yes. I don't know what it is. You got to call them. Okay. It says, you're defending this PLP government too much. Bro, I always saw that you would hold their feet to the fire. But this brave administration, I've noticed you find excuses for them. You destroyed Christie and went mad crazy on Dr. Minnis, but this government, you're different. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I haven't seen this government do the insanity that I saw Minnis do, and it's only been a year. Maybe they'll start going the way of the last Christie administration. But I try to hold the government as accountable as possible. I'm not finding excuses for the government. I'm saying, if you're telling me that we should now be examining just FTX and who it gave money to, I'm down for that. But if you're a politician and you do nothing when you sit in office about campaign transparency and now it's a huge problem, I question, like, if you're just doing that for the gram, for the likes, you know what I mean? And I'm not excusing the government of anything with to do with FTX because I don't know what happened. I would love to know what happened, and until I have that information from the liquidators, we'll see. But I totally disagree with you. I've held the government accountable. Absolutely, I have, on the even just recently on the BPL, on the price control matters that I thought were a mistake, on the raising of the minimum wage at this time. I support the move, but I don't think it's the right time. So you got to pay attention. Just because you're not hearing me, you want me to breathe fire on them for some reason? And I explained recently that I'm not there with it. So that you just want that for like, I don't know. I can't help you with that. It is what it is. You just got to think I'm finding excuses for the PLP then. It says, read the act. Which act? Oh, it says the donations from FTX Political otherwise could potentially represent proceeds of crime. Read the act. Which act? The Proceeds of Crime Act? All right, I'll check it out. Says, hey, McCartney, tell them simplicity we use to survive, and if they find it difficult, it's because they're ignorant. Also, if you get a car as leader, don't forget the driver. LOL. Yeah, I guess I should get a driver, too, if I'm the party leader, right? Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. While I'm concerned about our country's reputation in this FTX problem, as well you should be. So the issue is, so people who want to look at it and go, PLP, 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 I'm with you, right? That's the instinct to do that, because the PLP's in charge of the government. The PLP took up all kind of pictures with the FTX, but here's what's true, and here's why I'm not. So firstly, I'm not an FNM, all right? That the PLP looks bad or good, I don't care. Right? The PLP could have no seats in Azazem. I don't care at all. Right? It don't make me know, never mind. The FNM could have no seats now. Don't care. Or the FNM could have all the seats in House of Assembly. That's not ideal, but ultimately, don't care. Right? I don't care about your party and who's in power and what y'all looking for. I'm here to facilitate any of that. Here's what's true, though. While you're talking about the PLP and Davis and Holden, what is it, Destroy Christie, while y'all talking all that, the reputation of the Bahamas internationally is under threat. And it ain't a play thing. It's a real thing, and it's just getting started. Okay? Just getting started. Fortune has written articles about the Bahamas. In these articles, you don't see Progressive Liberal Party. You don't see Free National Movement. They make reference to this government taking power since last year. But they're not interested in the internal politics of the Bahamas when they're reporting on FTX on the international stage. They're just saying the Bahamas. They're saying the Bahamas may not have the regulatory capacity to deal with a company as large as FTX, even though they courted it. They're saying the Bahamas just came off a financial blacklist recently, and now we're under threat of being put back on them. And when the OECD, well, it's probably going to be a couple of years, but when the OECD pushes through their crypto asset regulatory framework, they're going to be tailoring it based on the case study that is FTX in the Bahamas as the worst possible case scenario in order to make sure that we have regulations to avoid what has happened, that they impose regulations on us to avoid what has happened here. The Bahamas is being reported on in the Wall Street Journal. The Bahamas is being reported on in Forbes, all right? At CoinDesk, which is a big crypto publication. They're not going to the PLP and the FNM. And Pintard's being reported on in his comments about what's going on, if what was going on with the PLP. That's happening. And they're going, well, they don't even trust themselves internally, right? So I'm concerned about the Bahamas. Y'all are concerned about Brave Davis, which is fine. But these international publications aren't calling you to talk about the Bahamas. And they do want the angles. Well, was the government in bed with FTX, XYZ? They're not. When they report that, they're not just going to be like PLP. They're going to be the Bahamas. I've had six people call me since last Thursday asking me to sit down with international filmmakers who are here trying to formulate a story on FTX. I'm too busy trying to cover the story in order to do that. So if you don't hear me like flipping out on the Progressive Liberal Party, which ain't nothing to me to flip out on at this point, aside from BPL, that y'all screwed that up big time. It's because the Bahamas is my primary concern. I do care about political parties and their proximity to investors, XYZ, absolutely. But I want to understand what this means for the Bahamas and where the Bahamas goes moving forward. Because I know you guys think that, I know some of you guys think that, oh, we don't need foreigners, we don't need a financial service industry, we don't need no pharma. The Bahamas got aragonite, and we got coral, and we got conch shell, and we the richest country. And that's what y'all tell me all the time. If these people keep blacklisting us, keep painting us as bad actors, unregulated wasteland, every report they talk about on the Bahamas talks about the Bahamas has no income tax. The Bahamas has no capital gains tax. The Bahamas has no state tax or FICO or whatever the hell it is, right? That's how they're painting us now as this pirate republic, all right? And it's only going to get worse. They're going to have congressional hearings next month. The Republicans are already salivating, painting Sam Bankman-Fried as this person who was like funneling customer money to the Democratic Party. It's going to get worse, but I get it. I get that y'all want, like, flame brave. But I'm saying you, there's something bigger going on here. I do think you should pay attention to. All right? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
To think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
If you were exposed to COVID-19, have symptoms, or traveled recently, get tested so that you can have peace of mind about your status. Just visit one of our convenient locations on New Providence at the University of the Bahamas or Golden Gates Plaza, weekdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Eleuthera at the Three Island Dock, Mondays through Thursdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Exuma at the Regatta Park, weekdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Abaco at Maxwell Food Store, Mondays through Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The COVID-19 test results will be ready in 15 minutes, and the tests are free.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
What if I told you that the future is here? That is not some magical door we walk through, but a place we create. It's home. The place where you can download a two-hour movie in seconds and stay connected to loved ones even when traveling far from home. Where internet moves at lightning speeds, smoother and more reliable than anything you've ever seen. This future-proof technology can take you to worlds that you can only imagine. The future is here. The future is home. The future is Alive Fiber.
Every season creates an opportunity for you to enjoy the comfort and security of your most valuable assets. Unfortunately, termites are common and very unwanted guests that never stop eating. With Struckum, you can enjoy the peace of mind as we protect your investment with our 3-year fumigation warranty. Struckum, number one in pest control services.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. Okay, let's talk about... Well, let me do your text. This says, Juan, can Guardian and our Bahamian news outlets start referring to the former CEO of FTX as American businessman?
We could.
This says, Juan, FTX CEO salary is $1,500 per hour. Some other officers, $50,000 per month. Doubt anything will be left. $1,500 an hour. Yeesh. This says, we need to up the comprehension skills of our people because thousands of people listened to Fred Mitchell's voice note and walked away saying nothing unusual here. It don't matter if the U.S. had 1 million fraud cases last year. This never heard of before billion-dollar fraud case appears to have been orchestrated, quote, from the Bahamas, further our Securities Commission had oversight and appears to have missed all the red flags from as early as the registration process. I'm with you. And I think that Mitchell's like, ho-ho-hum. The United States can have, like you said, a million scandals, a million collapses. The United States government can bail itself out. The Bahamas can't. The United States government can, they print the world's reserve currency. The Bahamas does not. We can't have no cavalier attitude like, easy come, easy go. No, this is of critical importance to our country. All right? Critical. So this, well, it happens. Now, real talk, collapses happen in the United States, happen frequently, or frequently enough anyway. Real talk, the SEC needs to regulate a lot of these hedge funds. Real talk, the U.S. doesn't have proper crypto regulation, too. They didn't see a lot of this coming. A lot of these companies are registered in the U.S. The majority of them are registered in the U.S., from what I could tell. But we can't approach it the same way the United States government would approach it, because they'll be just fine. We're the ones who need this industry, not just crypto, but financial services, because this colors everything. This says, what's the average rate and size of a single-family lot? Will DevCo ever decide to remove the cost of living fixed adjustment on the service charges? The increase does exist, by the way. Well, I don't know. I can't tell you how DevCo operates, but you can go to the website, gbdevco.com. Juan, did you see the Tucker Carlson show on FTX? Politics aside, the red flags were up long ago to the point where some investment gurus were warning against this entity. And for the world to come down on this little country is unwarranted. I'll fight for this country no matter who's in charge. Right. I think it is unwarranted. I think it isn't, from what I can see now, and I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what we could have done differently to have avoided this. The stuff that SBF was playing with ain't no light stuff. But it is what it is. We're left holding the bag, right? says, one, what they're saying is they have home association fees and also they don't want no nasty people there, I guess. It says, I visited Freeport last year and was surprised to see garbage in so many places. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to Freeport in several years. It says, the reputation of our country is at stake. Who's the governing party? They're currently the caretakers of the country's business. We need to be more diligent and transparent in our operations. It is what it is, and we need to be more professional in all business dealings. Our professional regulators failed. Does not look good. I don't know that they fail, but it does not look good. I'm with you. It does not look good. This says, we know... It says, we know this has international implications. Our phones are giving us feeds daily, too. One, some of the texts are saying you were quick to call Minnis names and call him a bumbling fool on slip-ups. They see an energy shift, and that's evident. This is the fact. Love you still. Well, I love you, too. But Minnis got the heat for the pandemic, mostly. And I like how Brave Davis handled the pandemic. So if that's an energy shift, that is what it is. I thought Minnis was a terrible prime minister. Terrible. I think Brave Davis, not perfect. I'll take him any day over Minnis, any day at all. And I like the guy. So you can know that my bias is apparent. But if you do crazy stuff, I'm going to call you out on it. It's just what is what it is. It says, one, you're exactly right on the way the world views the Bahamas on this FTX fiasco. I've been watching world news from many different outlets, and this is not good. Investigation is going to be a catastrophe for any individual or country, and seeing the Bahamas constantly being asked to comply with regulations. See, got cut off there. This says, Juan, you're right. This thing is bigger than the government or the PLP or FNM. When that congressional hearing starts, we're going to hear some unpleasant things. Our country's reputation is at stake. Because what I've been looking at, too, is I've been looking at the reporting. I've been looking at it and I go, is it? And I don't look at it in terms of PLP, FNM. Because, again, I don't care if there's a PLP or FNM. Real talk. Didn't like Minnis, but that was a Minnis thing. And the FNM people who sucked up to him and forked over, powered him, and let him do whatever the hell he wanted. But when I look at it from an international perspective, even a local perspective and how we're covering it locally, I'm going, is this fair? Is it fair to the country? Is it fair to the Bahamas, right? So when you're talking about the Bahamas ain't got no regulations, the Wild Wild West and all, I go, is that really fair? At the end of the day, I can't control other people's reporting. At the end of the day, it don't matter if I think it's fair or unfair if we're being characterized a particular way. But I just don't want to add fuel to it and go, yeah, all y'all is crooked and corrupt and wrong and da-da-da. I just want facts and I want to look at it with a sober mind. I was asked as well to sit with the top U.S. media company to talk about FTX in the Bahamas. Needless to say, I didn't return the call. However, I don't think it's wise for Bahamas to remain silent in the face of what's going to preserve the Bahamas' reputation when our politicians fail to implement the necessary infrastructure, freedoms of information, corruption legislation, etc. Needed for a transparent and progressive society. I say let the chips fall where they may, and hopefully this can be the catalyst for progressive change in our country. I mean, I'm with you. And hey, let the chips fall where they may. It is what it is. I don't have any control over it. All right? I'm not shielding the government on nothing. Everything that's been reported, that's been said in the courts and been reported that we can get our hands on, we report. We're not downplaying anything. FTX has been our headline story for days and days and days and days. We're super focused on it. I just see some things going on that look like clout chasing on the periphery, and I'm like, that ain't going to do nothing. It says... I can't say this stuff. Do you know what Barbados' concern with FTX was? Yeah, I saw one of the ministers from Barbados talking. He sounded like he clout chasing too, but no problem. Juan, do you know financial regulators are prohibited in participating in conflict within the industry, like a politician or politically exposed person is prohibited from certain activities due to conflict? Not sure I understand the question. It says, Fred needs to chill out with all that barking because we need America. They feed us like a baby needs its mother nutrition. The Bahamas is falling. LOL, I don't feel bad for us. These educated Negroes too like bad money. We need to learn to play in our arena and stop trying to play with the big boys. I don't agree with that. What's our arena? We need a... Stop trying to play with the big boys. Why? This says, here's my take on what could have been done. CZ took 24 hours to look at financial statements and back out. That says to me, if any competent person had done the same at any point between 2021 and 2022, they should have come to the same conclusion. We had a duty to review the org chart, the financial statements, the internal reporting and systems control. None of this is rocket science. Literally, for this to fall through, nobody was checking. Possibly. But also, this CZ guy, he should be under investigation as well. He's the one who caused the run on the bank, as it were. He made it worse when he decided that he gave him a, did a letter of intent, then said, we're backing out after 24 hours. Ultimately, Sam Bankman-Fried is responsible for what happened with FTX, but this CZ guy played a serious role in messing up that company. And here's the thing, right? Are there any cryptocurrency exchanges that publicly disclose that they have reserves to cover the client's funds are on the exchange? Is there one that exists in the world that does that? Because last I checked, CZ, who is Chinese, can't operate in China, can't operate in Hong Kong, and is also being investigated for dealings in a few countries. All right? So, yeah, we got to wrap up. I can't give you the fire, dude. So I don't feel the same way about Brave and his administration as I felt about Minnis. So if Brave starts acting like Minnis, expect me to give him the same energy I gave Minnis. But until then, it just ain't going to happen. If you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. That's life. We don't all like everything. It happens. We got to go. It says it's SBF's fault. They didn't keep track of risk. Yeah, totally. It's SBF's fault. I'm not saying it's not his fault. I'm just saying, like, CZ, like, drove, you know, the dagger all the way through, pretty much. All right, we got to go. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Rogue Revolution with Paul McCartney is sponsored by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth Building Supplies, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Bonds Electric Motors, and Struckon Pest Control.